Welcome to That Anime Podcast. This is the full review for Attack on Titan, the final season, part 2. In this episode, we cover episode 76, titled Judgment. Hello anime fans and welcome to That Anime Podcast for casual anime fanatics, where we talk all things anime in a fun and uncensored fashion for your listening pleasure. I'm your host Jordo, and here with me as always are my co-hosts and kin, the baby brother Brennan, the oldest brother Colton. Today's episode is Attack on Titan. It's finally back, the second season, part 2. And for all of you fans out there, we know there are a lot of Attack on Titan fans. We are doing something we have never done before, and that is broadcasting slash recording the same day that the episode releases. So the episode just released tonight. We just finished watching it, and now we are recording so that within hours after recording, You can listen to this episode and hear our thoughts in the full breakdown of this episode. We're going to be doing this for every episode going forward, so you'll have us as a weekly listen for all of your Attack on Titan needs. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your frenemies, tell everybody you know to check out That Anime Podcast.
I mean, tonight it literally crashed Funimation and Crunchyroll, so
it crashed Funimation too.
Yeah, literally, we were able to watch it on Funimation for us, but Crunchyroll might still be down. I haven't been able to get back on there.
I was at the gym. I think I got there at like 2, and I started watching Kimetsu no Yaiba first.
While I was doing cardio.
I watched it on Crunchyroll, and then I was gonna watch Attack on Titan next, but I got a phone call, so I ended up talking on the phone for the rest. And then when I got home, I tried to watch that shit on Crunchyroll. It wouldn't let me log in, so I tried my phone again just to see if it wouldn't let me log in. So that's why I had to get your Funimation account, and I was able to squeeze it in. Before
Funimation.
The crash. People was probably getting on the free trial just to watch it or something.
No, definitely. Making up new emails.
I don't know why. So it went, even when it was on Funimation, when I watched it, after I watched it on Funimation, it still wasn't on Crunchyroll. Because I was able to get on the Crunchyroll app, but it wasn't there.
It's probably still not popping up, but if you go under the Attack on Titan, like the actual list, and find the episode, it'll probably be there now.
It didn't drop until like 3:25 today, right? Or something weird like that.
It had a delay. That was part of my news today. It had a... I'll just say this one. Which one was it?
I always wonder, like, is Crunchyroll... Do you think that they're proud that their app has crashed? They're like, fuck yeah, we had so many subscribers. No. Our fucking site crashed.
I kind of think to myself, like, do they not...
Yeah, it's going to have a 6-hour delay on Crunchyroll from its time of release in Japan. So,
is it a manpower problem, or is it just like no streaming service can handle the influx, is kind of what I was wondering.
You think they'd be ready for it, because it did it last year with Attack on Titan at the beginning. You think they'd be like, hey, it's going to probably crash our servers again, so we need to prepare.
Or do you think...
That's what I'm saying. Like, are they... that's why I have a feeling they're like proud of it. They're like, we did it again, boys. We have so many freaking subscribers out there. Our shit broke.
Conspiracy theory right here is that the studio that owns Attack on Titan makes them say it crashed, so it seems even more hyped up.
MAPPA.
Part of their contract.
You crashed that shit.
I wouldn't put it past them. That's great marketing.
Yeah. Don't unleash that shit for 6 hours and make the whole app go down, or you won't have rights. Or we're giving this shit to Netflix.
It is, and Netflix gets it in the Philippines. That's their main source of animes on Netflix. Over there. I was like,
it's fucking crazy. But anyways, if this is your first time listening to That Anime Podcast, aka us, the Evans Bros, we always start off every episode, but we typically go around and we talk about what we watched anime wise this week. And for the sake of making it quick, I pretty much didn't watch much except for I finished Blue Period.
I did too.
Period.
And that's it. That's pretty much all I watched otherwise. I've been out of town and been watching some non-anime stuff.
Yeah.
Cobra Kai. You guys watch Cobra Kai season 4?
I have not yet, but I've got it on my watch list.
Yeah, I haven't started it.
Yeah, I stayed up till like 4 in the morning Saturday night and watched it all.
What is the end song when the credits come in?
Yeah, it
changes every time. Yeah, the old one.
Shit's hype. Did you watch any anime this week, Brennan?
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Bleach. Me and Darby are watching it. We're kind of cruising through it, like probably anywhere from, you know, even on the weekdays, at least watching like 2 or 3 episodes, and then the weekend, you know, we were able to crush like probably close to 15 or 20 this weekend. But that's really all we've been watching, and then just Demon Slayer and Attack on Titan now in the mix.
Yep. Pretty heavy watch list we have these days.
Haven't started the Book of Boba Fett yet. That'll probably be coming soon, too.
That's what I mainly watched this week. But yeah, I finished Blue Period as well. I watched like 3 minutes of that. What is that one? The harem? World's End harem?
Oh,
I watched like 3 minutes of that, and literally right off the bat, it's blurted out, so you can't even like. It's like
sets the tone immediately
for
what it is.
Like, yeah, I was like, no. But I haven't really watched much anime either besides today with all the new shit. I watched The Book of Boba Fett. There's only 2 episodes out. I started, so I'm all caught up. I also watched the Hawkeye series on Disney Plus. I've only like watched 2 episodes of that, so I'm still watching that. But yeah, anime-wise, it's just.
Yep.
Basically took a little break.
I almost started, is it Your Lie in April? Yeah.
Yeah.
I start. I watched like the first 5 minutes. I was on the plane home and I was like, I want to be able to focus better watching it. Like it was good. I liked it. I was just, you know, I had some peepers sitting next to me on the plane. I was just like, fuck you, lady. Stop trying to watch what I'm watching.
You're sitting next to a rando?
Yeah, I sit next to a rando, and she was like, you know when you can tell people are like watching what you're watching? She was like watching my phone as I'm watching Your Lie in April. And so I could just tell like she was judging me.
This dude's watching a cartoon.
I'm just like, lady, fuck you. So I turned it off and like just started listening to music instead. Because usually I get the window seat, but I was middle aisle this time, and my wife was window seat. So I was fully exposed to being viewed by the random lady sitting next to me on the plane. But yeah, more on that next week after I watch more Your Lie in April. But let's get into this. You guys, oh wait, Colton, you've got anime news.
Yeah, I'll go quick. Shoot, I say that until I... The rumor is that, I know I talked about this last week, the Solo Leveling manhwa, is what they call it, is possibly getting an anime adaption. I know it ended a few weeks ago or a week ago, but people are talking that it may be getting an anime adaption. I guess it criticizes Japan pretty heavily, so it might be a different company that does it. But so that'd be cool.
They probably don't care.
It was written in Japan, though.
No, it's Korean. Oh. So Korean, it bashes a lot of the Japanese things so that they do there. So
yeah, they'll do it anyways.
Yeah, so look out for that if that does. That'd be cool.
Anime is an art form. They don't really try to pander to like. Political stuff, you know what I mean? They just tell the story, whatever that story may be. So I wouldn't be surprised if they just some Japanese studio animated it anyways.
Yeah.
Money.
Attack on Titan final season theme song is titled The Rumbling.
That's what I was saying. I was like,
it's fitting.
I was like, it's gotta be written specifically for this show.
Oh, definitely. I've never even heard of that guy until today.
It fucking was specifically written for this show with a name like that.
So it will be added to that anime playlist if you're listening to it, so look out for it. This is for Brennan. Car racing anime MF Ghost announced for 2023. It's a racing manga series, MF Ghost, which is written and drawn by Shuichi Shinjino.
Shuichi Shinjino.
Coming out in 2023, no further production details have been revealed yet.
It's street racing, isn't it?
I think it's more like street racing. Yeah, it's not Formula 1.
I mean,
that
little art clip you sent me, it was like a Subaru BRZ Toyota 86, which, you know, isn't very fast in a straight line, so I'm thinking it's drift related.
Yeah, but the manga was released in 2017. The manga series has sold over 1 million copies, so it's been doing pretty well. Oh, yeah, I guess Shuichi's the same guy who published Initial D, Brennan. So,
oh, is it? Shit.
Yeah, so it's
he's
the
back.
Same. He's the same guy, so.
He couldn't put down the pen.
So this was his new one.
With his modern day cars.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is his new one coming out, so look out for that.
MF Ghost, you think it stands for my effing ghost?
Might be.
Who knows?
What is that show, The Dungeon with the Girls? How to Pick Up a Girl in the Dungeons?
Is it wrong to pick up a girl in a dungeon?
Yeah, season 4 is coming out of that. I don't know how this show keeps getting... I've watched them all, but of all the animes to keep getting seasons, this one's the one that keeps getting it. But season 4 is coming out, scheduled for 2022, so I'll watch it because I've watched them all. But it just surprises me.
With a name like that, it's just like...
Yeah,
just
it just surprises
it.
Me for an anime to keep getting...
That's the thing. It's like the quote from the other guys. All the anime you get, you don't want, and all the anime you want, you don't get.
Yeah. Cowboy Bebop nearly has 100,000 fan signatures have signed a petition pleading for a season 2.
100,000? That ain't that much.
So people want it back. Or I guess some people do. So I thought that was funny.
They're
going
to need like
back.
A million to get that shit
back. I'll sign the thing. Send it over. Send it our way.
Yeah.
Instagram message, That Anime Podcast.
I'd just like to see what they're... Obviously, that's where they fucked up. They wrote season 1 to get season 2. And like now it's like, I want to see season 2, which is also their biggest mistake. They should have just... made season 1 really as good as possible instead of trying to be like a long running shit.
Yep.
Yeah. Fire Force Fire Force manga will end in a few chapters, author reveals. So there's 2 seasons of the anime out on Crunchyroll. But this has been going out since. I used to read this anime. It started in 2015, so it's been going for pretty strong for a while. But author says he's got probably about 2 more chapters and it'll be over, so I'm hoping it gets a season 3. This is a real big sleeper anime, I think. Great sounds.
I would say it's probably
of the better sounding things you got.
It's pretty
popular, quality.
I think.
Yeah.
For someone who hasn't watched it, I feel like people know about it. Like, people like the openings and, like, I see, like, that nun character, so, I mean, I think it's got a definitive fan base. Like, I think they'll animate it till the manga ends for sure.
Yeah.
It
definitely has
risk?
Its fan base, but you don't hear a lot of people, I would say, talking to about it. But
to me, for somebody that's never watched Fire Force, it reminds me of My Hero Academia because all the characters have huge fucking hands.
Yeah. But look out for that.
Some fucking baseball mitt hands like Deku. All
right. Here's it.
That's why the main character's name is Hans.
Hans.
Oh yeah, he's got them hands.
He's got them Hans. No, he's not Hans. I forgot his name. I was like, that's not it. Funimation and Crunchyroll down after Attack on Titan Final Season Part 2 premiere.
All the motherfuckers going
Crunchyroll.
To watch Demon Slayer were pissed.
Yeah, like shit. What the hell's crashing?
Attack on Titan.
Yeah. So it premiered on Crunchyroll and Funimation at 12:45 Pacific time, which I think is like 2:45. On Central Time, which is where we're at. So basically right around that time, it started fucking up for us. Because I was watching Demon Slayer right before then, and then I tried to find Attack on Titan. Crunchyroll was fucking up, so luckily I got on Funimation and got to watch it. So, but yeah, Funimation's up and running. Crunchyroll tweeted that it's still fucking around, so...
Man, that
Crunchyroll's like, we're regretful to say that our site once again crashed with the anticipated release of Attack on Titan. We assure you, everybody, that we are working diligently to get our site back online. In the meantime, please hold tight and do not watch the show anywhere else.
Yes.
That's probably what their Twitter says.
For the new episode that we talk about Demon Slayer, the cast Kazuhiko Ino as the mysterious swordman, so we'll talk about that in the episode, but I guess he voiced Kakashi, a guy in One Piece, and some guy, I think it's Dio Brando.
Dio Brando from JoJo?
I think it's his, yeah. But he's the voice of Kakashi in Naruto, so I thought that was cool. So you get to hear a familiar voice in Demon Slayer.
Sweet.
But that's what I got.
All right. It's Attack on Titan time then. So this is episode 76 when you're talking about the show in its entirety. So really, Attack on Titan, it came out in 2014, right?
I think 13, season 1, maybe 14.
Yeah, season 1 came out 2013. It's been on Netflix forever,
so
season 1
when you think about it, 76 episodes, really, there's not a lot of content to the show.
Yeah,
you know,
not.
Really. I mean, we got 12 episodes and this thing's over. This is episode 76, titled Judgment. And so season 4, part 1 left off, we knew that the first episode was going to be a juicy one because Zeke explodes himself with a thunder spear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he blows himself up. Too hard in, like, I wasn't even ready, like.
Fuck.
I needed, like, a quick recap. I was like,
yeah, I totally forgot. I thought they would have gave us a little bit of one.
I know, so the episode starts off, well, first, before we even go into the episode, did you guys notice, usually when you watch a anime, the Funimation, first and foremost, the Funimation, doom, 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 like, that little jingle plays, right?
I don't know. That's my first time ever using Funimation today.
So,
yeah.
It usually does. Well, this episode, it starts off with a full disclosure. Like, this show is not safe for children, has gore, blood, all of these things. So I'm oh shit, this is intense.
Shit was rated R today.
Oh, yeah. Shit was rated R. And then before the Funimation thing, some company named Kodansha comes up.
They do a lot of anime. And
you mean it's Katakawa?
It's Kodansha.
Yeah, there's Kodansha. K-O-D-A-N. Yeah.
Oh. It's a production company,
I think.
Okay.
I feel like I've seen them on video games I've played before, too. I always called them Katakawa. No, it's Kodansha. I know what you're talking about, Jordan. I saw it, too.
I know who you're talking about, too. I just thought it was pronounced different.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting. And then Funimation, and then the episode starts.
That's the publishing company. So, like, Shonen Jump is Naruto, Bleach. Kodansha is the magazine for Attack on Titan.
So they have
first and foremost rights, so they need to get their credit first.
Makes sense. All right, let's dive in. I've got a lot of notes, so just follow my lead here. Episode starts. Cold open. We're zoomed in on some blades of grass. Rain is hitting them. It's bouncing off. I'm like, fuck, this animation's already top-notch. Look at this shit. We got blades of grass with water trickling off of them. It's beautiful. And then it cuts to a couple of fingers laying in the ground attached to what looks like the trigger of a shotgun. And so I thought it was
the ODM gear.
It might be ODM gear. It looked like triggers.
I think that was Levi, wasn't it? Yeah. On the swords, they have the triggers to shoot their things.
That's what it was. Yeah. Right. And so I'm thinking, whose fingers are these? And then we see what's the girl's name? The leader of the scouts now?
Hanji.
Yeah.
So she's holding Levi, and he is blown to bits.
He looks dead as fuck.
He looks fucking dead.
Oh, yeah. His eyes are literally open.
He got shrapnel on his face.
I didn't know.
That, like, big wood pieces of wood just sticking there.
I didn't believe it was him. I was like, no, that's not Levi. Because I was like, shit, did he get fucked up at the end of last season? And then I remember he did blow up, but I was like,
we all thought he might have gotten away.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know, you couldn't escape.
I guess we don't know, but like, he looks dead, but she also ran off with him. But go on.
Yeah, he looked dead as fuck. He wasn't moving. Like, you saw the drawing of him, like she was like movable character. He was like,
here's the thing.
Still drawing.
His eyes were open.
Yeah.
His fucking eyes were open. But here's the thing. So she says he died by a thunder spear blowing up in his face. The blast shredded his insides, killing him instantly. And then Flock, who's like the crazy Jaegerist, is like, I can take a pulse. Let me confirm that he's dead.
Yeah.
Because Levi, he is the biggest opposition to the Jaegerist. He's their biggest threat. And so if Levi is dead, that's great for them. So he wants to confirm. So the fact that he wanted to confirm the death and the fact that Hanj jumped into the river with the body of Levi makes me suspect there could still be a pulse and that he is alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like she gave him some shot when she got there. I don't know, to like make him look dead. Cause this show would be, that'd be crazy to kill off a character like him. Is like almost not off screen, but just like very anticlimactic for like the most OP character we've seen.
Oh,
I hope he's not dead, but if that's how they did it, I would kind of have respect, because like sometimes you just die that way, like when it gets right down to it, sometimes you got to go out like that. But
this is a Game of Thrones death. If he's dead, fucking nobody saw this coming. Like, we all, since the last episode of part one of this season, we were all like, ah, he's fine, he's alive. This completely shocked me.
I didn't know it was. Yeah, I didn't even know this was like a. I guess, like I said, I forgot what happened. I knew the thing blew up, but, like, I didn't even think this was a scenario. Like, that he would even be badly hurt.
I know. Fucking crazy. But, maybe they'll, I don't know how they would revive him in time to help with the battle, unless they had some more of that Titan juice to inject him and he gets a Titan power.
That's,
they've said that, what is that clan called?
The Marlians?
No, Levi's.
Yeagerists.
Ackerman?
Yeah, Ackermans aren't, I don't know if you guys have heard that.
Well, Ackermans are still Eldians.
Yeah, but they're not able to get Titan powers. Yeah. I think we've talked about that.
I don't know if we know that or not, but that's, I was kind of thinking the same thing. Like, maybe there's, like, he can take some fluid, and I don't know if there's a Titan around to eat, or if he just has superhuman healing. But yeah, if even if he's alive, there's no way he can rejoin the battle after that. Like, there's not a scenario unless he just becomes Superman, which he already kind of is, so I guess we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about him being out for the count. Part of me is like, if he's dead, I don't want it to. I don't want to drag out thinking he may be alive for 4 or 5 episodes. Like, I want to know next episode is Levi out? Because I need to move on. My heart needs to move on. I don't want to hold out hope that he's going to come in and save the day with no hands or legs. Like,
that's true. He lost his hands, so he would.
He lost his fucking hands. I mean, his fingers were blown off. He can't maneuver.
He really only needs one hand.
He can't slice anything.
He just needs one hand. He'd figure it out, but it's not likely. Yeah. Like, I mean, if he's dead, I mean, I guess there's no other way to really kill him besides just self-sacrifice that you just happen to live through type shit.
It's just bullshit, though, that he's so smart and he didn't see that as an option that Zeke would kill himself and blow himself up because they can heal. Like, I don't see how. I am going to be a little bit pissed if Levi does die.
He was in his human form. Like,
yeah.
Normally,
he
must have
transformed, though, right when he exploded to protect himself. Because you saw that body he came out of.
Well, that was one of the other titans
that was falling
in. That was one of the pure titans that ripped its stomach open and put him in there.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, let's get back on track. So, the titan that put Zeke in its stomach is surrounded, and steam starts to come out from underneath it, or, like, get sucked in underneath it. And Hange explains that whenever titans disappear, they don't steam away. This one is, like, sucking in steam. And so, basically what was happening is Zeke was absorbing that titan to heal himself.
Mm, that makes sense.
Is that kind of what you gathered from that as well, Brennan?
Yeah, I don't know. I just thought he was healing himself, like, and that titan just gave him the time to do it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know if that was
I don't know if
ability.
That titan died, though.
Yeah, I don't know if that's an ability that you can have to suck in other titans, you know what I mean? I mean, it could be. Mm. They've never talked about it, like the beast titan, but I just figured, you know, he just needed time to heal, and it was just, like, protecting him.
So the steam clears, and some light starts to shine through the clouds, and you think something good's about to happen, and you see nothing but the Titan's bones, and then laying there in the pelvis of what used to be the Titan is Zeke, and he's naked. And he gets up.
You think
and we
he's
see
hung
his
like
face.
A horse?
Oh, yeah, he's the Beast Titan. His shit's hairy as hell, too.
They all look surprised, so maybe he's.
Yeah. He probably has a beast down below.
Yeah, they. You heard that meat slap when he started walking. Sounded like a damn butcher shop when he was walking away. Zeke, when he stands up, the thing I noted is that he looks shocked himself. He's standing there naked in front of all the Jaegerists, and at first all of them were pointing their guns at the beast because they didn't know it was Zeke, and then when they see it's him, they're all like, oh, we don't need to, he's not a threat, because they're working with Zeke. And so Flock says, Zeke, what happened to you? Zeke says, I don't know. There was a strange girl building my body out of soil. I was in a strange place watching it happen. It felt like years passed by, but at the same time, it felt like an instant. Was that? I see. Were those the paths? ? I know that we've fooled around with time elements and traveling in this show before because of like the visions that Aaron saw in the first episode and all that shit. And I feel like this is definitely more of that.
Like he saw different outcomes, possible outcomes if they do certain things. Who do you think that was, Ymir? You think that was Ymir or something?
Yeah, hard to know.
Either that or...
I think it was.
Or Historia.
Historia?
It looked kind of like Historia.
Yeah, I believe it was Ymir. The original.
I mean, it just makes sense that she's like, the original, that she would still have that connection with the Titans or something, but...
Because I know she's going to play a big part here in these next few episodes.
Flock says, Zeke, you turned the 30 scouts that were guarding you into Titans, right? Where are they? Zeke says, well, they're all gone. Now there's nobody here that will get in our way. Let's go. All we can do is move forward, right, Aaron? That's what he says to himself. And then as he's walking, we get a close-up of his face. He kind of seems like a changed man, almost like he was somewhere for a really long time in his mind. He's still the same person, but he's woke now.
Is he clean-shaven, too?
He's seen some shit.
I thought he looked
younger. He just has a beard. It's not, like, super long, but, he's been enlightened.
Yeah, he's enlightened now. And then the opening song cuts in, and it's called The Rumbling. And it's fitting. It reminds me of Death Note opening because it's screamo. Pretty,
yeah, definitely screamo. But it's good, though. I mean, it already fit the show perfectly, I thought. I was like,
yeah. So if you're like me and you're wondering if we were going to see a rumbling this season, based on what happens in the opening song and the title of the opening song, I'd say it's a pretty safe bet that we're going to see a rumbling, a.k.a. a stampede of colossal titans lay waste to the world. I mean, is that what you guys took away from the opening? There's going to be a rumbling.
Yeah, there's going to be.
They're not just going to talk about the rumbling and never show it. You know what I mean? Like, the show's just going to end and the rumbling is just going to be something that they could have done.
Yeah, they've been hopping up the rumbling for like 2 seasons now.
Yeah. The rumbling. The other thing I noted about the opening song is that the very end of the opening song, you see like a footprint, and then in the footprint is a butterfly with its one of its wings sliced off. I don't know if that's symbolic or where butterflies came up in other times.
I think there are butterflies
in
other openings for some reason. I could be tripping, but...
There are. I just can't name them, but yeah, I've seen them.
But we'll see if that comes to be important. Opening song ends, and now we are back to the fight with Aaron. So let's do a recap of who all the Titans are and who has them. So we got Aaron Yeager. He is the Attack Titan, Founding Titan, and Warhammer Titan. What is the girl's name who is the female Titan?
Oh, shit.
Peck.
Peck, yeah.
No, Peek. That's Cart Titan.
Oh, she's who?
Who you want?
The Cart Titan is Peek, or Peck.
Yeah.
Which Titan are you talking about?
The one Armin has a thing with, the female, like she's called the female Titan.
Annie. She's not
Annie,
there yet.
Yes.
Annie!
She ain't there.
Sorry. But we can't forget about her. Like, she's still in the fight.
Yeah, you know she's going to come around, so.
She's going to join the Jaegerites, is my bet.
What's weird is that Aaron... So the female Titan's power is that it can harden, like with ice fists, right?
I would say that the female Titan and the Attack Titan are basically one and the same.
Because Aaron doesn't have the female Titan power, but he uses the same shit as her.
Well, he can do the same thing. I think they're basically the same ones, just a female version of it, of the Attack Titan.
Yeah, I don't know.
More or less, it's kind of like they have the same fighting style. They can harden certain parts of their body.
Good thing they don't have reproductive organs when they're in Titans, because we don't want to see anything hardened down there. Galliard is the Jaw Titan.
The what?
The Jaw Titan.
Yeah. He has a nickname. They call him something else, though.
I thought they called him Galliardo.
He does have a nickname. It's,
what's his name?
I don't remember it at the time, the moment. He has three different names. And I want to say Pock is what his nickname is.
Sounds
Peck,
that.
It's Peck, Pock, which is, I don't know. We'll call him Galliard the Jaw Titan, because that's his actual name. And then we have Reiner Braun, who is the Armored Titan. We have
Armin, who's the Colossal.
Armin is the Colossal, who took it from Bertolt.
His last name is Braun?
Reiner Braun, yeah.
I thought it was Sasha Braun. I thought the one Sasha was last name Braun.
No, it's Reiner Braun.
What was Sasha's last name? I guess it doesn't fucking matter.
It doesn't matter. She's dead. Yeah, she's dead. Doesn't matter. Just kidding.
Peek is the Cart Titan. Zeke is the Beast Titan. And Armin's the Colossal Titan. And those are the Titans. Am I missing any? There's 9 Titans, right? That accounts for all of them. So, back to the fight. Eren, he transforms into his Titan when he sees Reiner up in the little airships.
Well, Yelena's yelling, "Don't do it." She's like, "Transform back into your main body."
Well, that's after
down.
This. This didn't happen yet. We'll get to that. Oh, but yeah, Eren transforms, and he's blowing everybody away. And this is whenever the Jaw Titan jumps up from underground. Yeah. They try to surprise attack Eren, and he's like, "Oh, fuck no. I'm about to beat you bitches down." Yeah. He transforms, and he's blowing everybody away with his transformation. And Gabby is... They gave us this dialogue at the end of the last episode of part one, but Gabby's like, "I'm relieved." She's basically relieved that Peek is not a traitor, and Peek is like, "Gabby, you thought I'd sell out my comrades?" And Gabby's like, You said that we have no future fighting for Marley." And Peek is like, "Look," and she shows Gabby the blimps in the air. She says, "I don't trust Marley, but I do trust the comrades I fought alongside." And I feel like that's gonna come into play a lot in this, because we as viewers don't have any fucking idea what either side really is fighting for. We have no idea what Eren's doing. We have no idea what
it's
Zeke
basically
is doing.
Because they've been at war for so long, it's just like, it's part
yeah.
of them.
And so both sides aren't necessarily, like, Eren isn't fighting for the Eldians. We don't know if he is. We don't know if Armin's fighting for the Eldians or if he's fighting with Eren. We don't know if the other Titans are fighting for Marley. Yeah, they're not in the fight yet, but you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's basically fighting because they're backing up the people they trust.
Yeah.
Not because they know the enemy and what the enemy fights for.
And that's why when they do make it to the field, they'll basically have no choice but to back. I'm skipping ahead, but they're going to end up having to back Eren, is what it seems like, just because they won't know, but their home's getting fucking destroyed. So it's kind of like one of those things yep. where it's like, well, shit, like, we either let this place get demolished or we, you know, have to do this and kind of like take the lesser of two evils in our mind right now.
Yep. So the blimps or the airships, they start dropping out parachuters all over the place, like hundreds.
They can't shoot that shit down. They got guns now. It's just like, yeah. They were not prepared for this at all. Like, they just got freaking destroyed.
Yeah, they got fucking blasted.
Well, here's the reason they got destroyed.
They didn't
if you
expect
recall,
that, yeah.
They didn't
what's
have
her name
good,
said?
They turned Yelena around
said,
too quick.
Yeah, Yelena said, "I expected not for them forces to return within like a month or something." Yeah.
And that is because Willy Tiber, they knew that the attack in Liberia was going to happen, so they pulled all their generals and most of their forces out of Liberio. But not too much to where they thought that they weren't surprised. So they let a lot of people die. But after that attack, Eren and Yelena and all them, they thought that they had blown out all their forces. But really, they hadn't blown out even a fraction of them.
Yeah. And by watching this, I don't think Eren cares either way. No. Yelena does, of course, because you can see it in her face. But Eren's like you saw it in the episode, he joined them for his own agenda, I think.
Which we don't know what that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, which we don't know what it is yet.
So these parachuters that are dropping out, one thing I noted, they don't have ODM gear, just guns.
Yeah, they don't have, Marley never invented that shit.
Yeah, they don't have the technology. And they don't have the fuel to power them either.
Yeah,
because it requires that crystal.
Yeah, basic ass parachute shoulders with some, with some shotgun type stuff.
Yep, they drop down that, like, giant turret tank that the Cart Titan wears.
Which would be, if they had any scouts, it would be so easy to stop that. So fucking easy. It's not very mobile, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if any of the people in the jail cell or any scout worth their salt could zip up over there and, like, you know, it's just, like, so clunky. I don't know, like, I feel like that's where they should be going right now. Like, screw Eren, like, you need to get rid of that thing.
Yeah.
There's, like, no order to their combat right now. Like, they're just getting shot off roofs.
I mean, there that just goes to show the power of the surprise and the advantage of knowing what's
that's
going on.
True, just showing up and dropping from the sky is a pretty good advantage.
I mean, if somebody, like, you can be a trained martial artist, but if somebody breaks into your house and you're completely naked, the guy that's fully clothed with a knife is going to have a leg up on you.
I guess I'm also, I'm not factoring in that 300 people are locked up because they drank the fluid. And that could have been, that's 300 soldiers, possibly, or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they're just not even able to even go out there, because I think, I feel like they said there's 500 Marlians.
There's 500 other soldiers that are unaccounted for. Basically, they haven't seen them. And I think those are the ones that are
500
with
that are unaccounted for. Okay.
Like the Jaegerists.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Maybe they want this shit to go down. I don't know. I guess that's part of the mystery.
So the fight continues. The Jaw Titan slices one of Peek's hands off and basically to turn her into the Car Titan, which I don't know why she can't just bite her own hand like everybody else does.
She's gotta have
the freaking Jaw Titan slice her hand off. But either way, Gabby ends up climbing into the Car Titan's mouth. This was weird as hell. And off they go. Then we get a little internal dialogue from Aaron. He says, "To think Marley would launch such a desperate attack, given what little they know, they shouldn't have taken this risk." So, like Colton mentioned, none of this really matters to Aaron, so you think. But then, Yelena's yelling at him, "Aaron! Leave your Titan body and go hide, escape underground with the Warhammer Titan," she says. She tells him that if he fights, he's at a disadvantage. And yeah, he's fighting all of the surprise attack people that are literally laying waste to all your Jaegerists. Like, they're shooting them down like flies. And he's fighting the Cart Titan, who has a new cannon that they built after Liberio that's specifically designed to destroy the Founding Titan, the Jaw Titan, and Reiner, who all have the resolve to get revenge on this one guy, Aaron. He's at a huge disadvantage if he fights. She ignores him, or he ignores her, and he just walks down the city, and he sees Reiner, and he's basically like, "Bring it on." He says, "Bring it on, Reiner. Only you could have convinced Marley to do something this stupid." And then he's parachuting down, and he does the dramatic thing where he shows his cut palm to us, the audience, and then he transforms. Like, oh, okay, good. I'm glad he cut his palm. That's how he transformed. And the look that we see on Yelena's face when Aaron goes to fight is very worried, which told me that none of this was part of the plan.
No.
Because part of me thinks, like, was all of the shit that Zeke did part of the plan? Like, we don't know. It could have been part of somebody's plan. But this clearly is not part of Yelena's plan, and she has the idea of what, like, the big picture of what's supposed to happen, like Zeke and Aaron do.
Supposedly.
She tells her men to gather the troops and to hurry and go protect Aaron.
Yeah, and who's that guy who goes downstairs?
On Yacapone.
Yeah, he goes down and talks with, what's their names?
Well, before we get to there.
Connie Jean.
Yelena.
Yeah, Connie.
Yelena Armin. Says.
Armin.
She says, "Aaron.
Mikasa.
Why?" Like, she's worried. I just wanted to get that part in because last season, she was
different.
Always in command and always confident. And this episode, we see she's worried. She's worried about failing whatever mission they have, which is, I guess, the euthanization of the Eldians.
She keeps going, like, "You're different compared to everybody else."
Yeah. So let's talk about the fight between Aaron and Reiner at first. Aaron fucks him up. He charges at him. He's punching the shit out of him. Reiner can't hit him because he's just blocking it with his ice fists.
It's crazy how much you think back, like, season 1 and 2, you thought the Armored Titan was, like, unstoppable. Uh-huh. Now it's just, like, he looks like a bitch.
He looks like just a man covered with oak, like, oak pieces of wood, like, flesh. Like,
Yeah, it's like crazy to see how far like they've come along. Like they used to be scared of Titans. Like they could give a, they don't give a shit what it is anymore.
Hmm. Basically, Aaron's beating. He's winning until he gets shot in the head by the new cannon that the Cart Titan has. And that basically sends him into like an offline mode where he's just standing there.
Yeah, his motor function's disabled basically because shot him in the brain.
He should have been using the Warhammer style. Like he should have been fighting from underground.
He did for a little bit, but then that's when the thing shot him because he had Armin or Reiner and
I'm talking
the Jaw
about
Titan.
Whenever he killed the War Titan, remember he like had to pull. She was literally controlling the Titan from under the ground.
Yeah, apparently
like through
that consumes a lot of energy.
Oh,
who cares?
Yeah.
Screw it. Keep yourself safe.
But
I
like
mean,
Britain, Jordan said, he had him. He was winning until that thing shot him in the head. Like he was about to kill one of them.
Yeah. Well, he's effing them both up.
Yeah.
So he fights off a few attacks after getting shot in the head. The basically only reason he's keeping the Jaw Titan and Reiner from biting his nape is he keeps using the spikes from the Warhammer Titan that he can control without moving. So, Magath and the whole Marleyan plan is that they're going to eat the Founding Titan to end 2,000 years of malice. So they think that by gaining the power of the Titan that all the wars are going to end. And like I said before, I don't know whose side I'm on at this point. Like, obviously you root for Aaron. But we don't know. We don't know what Aaron's doing.
I don't know what anybody's agenda anymore. I think
Armin is the safest bet. Of whatever he thinks is right is probably what's right.
Armin and Mikasa, you know, they're going to be a safe bet. You don't know what Yelena really wants. You don't know what Aaron really wants. You don't know what Zeke really wants. I mean, they're all aligned for now, those three. But you know, they each have their own separate agendas.
Mm-hmm.
Especially
I'm all the
Aaron.
Way. I'm all the way with Aaron. Like I don't really care. I don't really care what his plan is like. I know what the Marleyans are doing it for, and I don't necessarily agree with it. Like I don't agree with it, so like whatever. Like they're not right, so even if Aaron's not right, like I'm just gonna take his side either way.
Yeah,
because either way they're gonna be defending against Marley. Like they're the ones who went over there, in the first place, and sent in Reiner and Berthold. Like they didn't have to even do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And like what Armin was saying when they got released from the prison cell, like Aaron could be doing it for Paradis, the island.
Paradise,
yeah. Well, they said Paradis in the, I guess that's how they say it, but Paradise, yeah.
I don't know. To wrap up the fight, it ends with Reiner having Aaron by the head, screaming. And he says, "Aaron, enough already," and pulls the spike out of his stomach. He stabs it through Aaron, sticks him to a building, and he says, "You've lost. Everyone's suffered enough already. You've suffered enough already." And he's like, "Oh!"
Yeah. He's freaking rumbling.
So now we go down to Anya Capone. So he goes down. He's got the keys to set all of the good scouts free. And he explains to them that Aaron's up there fighting alone. He's fighting the Jaw, the Armored, the Cart, and 500 Marleyan soldiers. Connie comes out right after getting let go, and he starts choking on Anya Capone. Because I get it. He's tired of feeling like he's betrayed by everybody, including Anya Capone, who he thought he could trust. And then Anya Capone goes on to tell us that he was only doing it because he knew that Yelena would blow off his head, and he did not know about the euthanization plan. He genuinely thought they were all going to live together in peace. And Armin's really the only one down there that still has faith in Aaron. Even Mikasa has lost faith even in herself because she doesn't feel that her will is her own.
Yeah.
I just don't think they have any choice. Like they just don't have a choice but to help him. Like, even if they started just, like, helping the Marleyans, like, they're still going to shoot him. Like, they're not just going to be like, "Oh, you're with us now? Sweet."
Yeah.
So it's either, like, you help defend or you just get the hell out of Dodge. And that's your option. And if there's nowhere to really go either, except unless you can get on a boat and just go live out the rest of your life in some random town. But,
yeah,
I mean, they're basically set. Like, they're going to have to fight and I feel like Connie's going to die. He was never supposed to make it this far anyways.
Heck, he's main character now, bud.
He always, I know what I'm saying. Like, if you would, a little short dude with the buzz cut, he's...
To be honest, I didn't think he'd make it either, but that's what I'm saying. Here he is.
He was never supposed to be here. His time's catching up with him in the next couple episodes.
Yeah. Armin asks Mikasa if she wants to help Eren. And she says, I want to, but like Eren said, it's probably because of that, because I'm an Ackerman. This isn't my own will. And Armin is shocked, and he's like, or he's not shocked. He says, I think Eren lied about all of that and made it up. And Mikasa said, but it's true that I get headaches from time to time. Why do you think it's a lie? And he's like, why, huh? You guys honestly think Eren wants to stop Eldians from having children? And this is whenever they banter back and forth, and they come to the conclusion that, like Brennan said, they have no choice but to help Eren. And they have to choose to believe that he's still the friend that they know and that he has his reasons. And Armin's logic makes sense. He's like, why wouldn't he agree with Yelena and Zeke? Because at the end of the day, the power of the Founding Titan is his alone to use. If he disagreed, they could have just killed him. And then the power would be Zeke's, who we know would definitely go through with the euthanization plan. So we go back to the battle one last time, and it's just basically Eren's Titan screaming from pain. The scouts are getting blown up with grenades. People in the streets are getting choked out with strings. We get shots of the streets. There are dead scouts everywhere. I mean, full on massacre. It looks like Liberio. And the episode ends with Eren's scream and Reiner looking at him from inside. And you can tell Eren's about to either lose his shit and activate the rumbling, or if Reiner's about to let go of... It kind of felt like Reiner was contemplating something. I don't know.
I think someone's going to show up and save Eren.
Yeah, he, obviously.
I don't think he's getting out of that on his own right now.
He ain't going to die, like, right now. It's, like, too early. If he does die, you know what I mean? Like,
that's what we said about freaking Levi, too.
Yeah, but it's like, Eren, if he dies, it's kind of over. Like, everything's
not
done.
Really.
Well, they never officially confirmed Levi was dead, either.
It's not over if Eren dies, because somebody has to... If somebody eats his nape, they now have the Founding Titan. And Zeke is still alive, so they can still do the rumbling.
Armin, why doesn't Armin just bite himself? Oh, he would kill them in the cell.
He'll kill everybody else.
He's a nuclear bomb.
I forget that he's a Titan. I mean, until just now, that's why I said that. I was like, well, shit, he could have got out
anytime
he wanted.
Like, he's going to have to go outside, get in one of those airships, go about 200 miles in one direction, and then transform, take a couple steps, and he's back in the battle.
Well, he's not that big.
But his explosion is fucking huge.
Oh, yeah, the explosion thing, yeah. I was saying, like, they can just barely see over the wall.
No, that's, Oh, yeah, you're right, you're right.
Remember when Bearholt was still that, like, in season one, he was, like, looking over the wall kind of thing? He wasn't.
I mean, he's pretty freaking big though, because if you think about it, the other titans can stand on the wall and fight on it.
He sees over the wall, but he's not like
by
his,
attack on
it's
titans,
not like his calf is the wall size, like it's like his
attack
height.
On titan standards, he's big, but we've seen other animes where things are bigger than he is, so but he's big. Yeah, probably the biggest thing we've seen in Attack on Titan.
So answer me this: Eren has his motives, and his motives have to include something to do with the rumbling. Clearly, he doesn't have anything against Reiner, because he had that civil conversation with him in the basement before he went apeshit in Liberio. What motive could Eren possibly have to go and meet Reiner, the Cart Titan, and the Jaw in the field and fight? Like, just guesses, because none of us know what happens. Do you think he's actually trying to kill them? Or do you think he's trying to stall for time? Or do you think he's trying to kill himself?
He's a score to settle with Reiner. Like, they've just... He just likes
what
throwing
score?
Hands.
It's a fucking 3-0. It's 3-0.
He likes throwing hands with Reiner. He always has. Since day one.
Reiner! Reiner!
Like, he ain't gonna back down and look like he ain't gonna back down from a fight from him. Like, it's his eternal rival.
I don't know. I was thinking about that after the episode. I'm like, what the hell? What's he gonna get out of this? Because maybe he's trying to get all the powers. And it would be cool if he did. Maybe that's his reasoning. He wants all the powers selfishly. Or he's going to get all the powers, then he's going to kill, cut his own throat or bite his own nape somehow with his the Warhammer Titan power. And he's going to end it all and put the responsibility and sacrifice on his back.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's... I don't know. I've kind of always thought that, too. Like, he's just going to get them all. No one has them. Die, and then... But don't they disappears. Go back? Don't they go back to somebody though after like X amount of time?
No, I think they have to be passed down by that ritual where somebody eats them, and you have to have Eldian blood.
I thought that it just goes to somebody. I thought they'd said like in case it doesn't happen, like in certain 10 years or something, someone will just be born with it.
You could be right.
Someone have to check me on that. Know. I could have just pulled that shit out of my ass, but it may be something they said before.
But. It was a good episode. I mean, is that your dog?
Yeah. Something hit the door, or not hit the door. Like, it made it sound like someone knocked at the door, so he started barking from the kitchen.
Nice. Next week's episode is titled Sneak Attack. And so, the sneak attack, I would assume, is coming from the good guys. They're going to come in and save Aaron. I don't know if they're going to kill a Titan. I'm hoping some Titans start dropping like flies. Maybe Annie joins the fight somehow because she's pretty much been the least helpful character throughout the season.
If there's one thing I know for sure, the first Titan going down is the Jaw Titan. Just makes the most sense.
I hope it's a Cart Titan. That thing's, ugly.
She's
than
next.
Hell.
Yeah. She's next. Just like character-wise, like, Galliarda versus Peek, I think they'll just kill him first because, like, nobody fucks with him, you know? Like, he killed Ymir. And nobody really fucks with the Cart Titan either, but I don't know. I just think that's the order.
I still also think that Falco has a big role to play. And I don't know what it is.
Yeah,
but
I mean, his name's Falco, so he's got to do something.
He's and Gabby clearly is going to have a big role to play, too.
I hope not.
I know, I hate her still.
I feel like her and Falco are supposed to just be like the, I understand now, like, we're breaking the cycle, like, as kids, like, we've learned, you know what I mean?
I hope not.
Like, they're supposed to be like the, we've seen it from both sides, like, I've been there, I've been here, like, now this is, I'm forming my own opinion kind of kids, you know what I mean? Instead of just doing what they've been taught. Because Falco's already kind of done that. And then Gabby's like the more radical version of that too, who's also now starting to see it, so maybe that, I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see. Any other thoughts from either of you before we wrap this episode up?
No, I mean, is Levi alive or dead? I'm putting my money down, not my money down, but my theoretical money down that he's alive.
Yeah, I'm putting it down he's alive.
Okay, I hope he's alive. I think I'm going to be pissed if
he's
dead.
Yeah, I think he's going to be severely handicapped, but I think he's still going to be alive.
What do you think? He had to. Just like a Mike Guy handicap, just wheelchair the rest of his life?
I don't know. I don't know if it'll be that bad, but you said he saw one of his hands blown off? I didn't see that.
His fingers were gone, and his eyes, he literally had shrapnel.
Yeah, I saw the shrapnel on his face. I didn't see his hand, though, so he probably has one hand basically down.
Just think that those thunder spears that they made are designed to explode through the neck of a Titan, and it went off and exploded in his face as a human.
Yeah.
So if he is alive, they better give us a damn good reason why he is. And if he is alive, he better serve a freaking purpose other than just, like, he still has to help somehow conclude the story. And if he doesn't, he may as well be dead.
Like I said, he may be able to do it if he has one hand and he can just, like, sling himself and get one last cut in on something and then die. I mean, I guess that would...
I mean, he promised us in season, was it 2 or 3, where he promised he'd kill the Beast Titan. He promised the captain.
Yeah,
and he still hasn't. He has not delivered on that promise.
He could have like three separate times now. He could have.
I know.
Literally, the first time at the wall, the second time in Marley, and then now here, he could have killed him again.
Golly.
Not for lack of ability, but.
Yep. But everybody tune in weekly. We're going to be doing next week's episode as well, titled Sneak Attack. You can expect these episodes every Monday morning. Give us a follow on Instagram, That Anime Podcast. Give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Let us know what you think, especially of this specific episode. We are very happy that Attack on Titan is back. Expect memes, lots of them, from this show and Demon Slayer. Yeah, we look forward to concluding this story once and for all here in 11 more weeks. But I'm Jordo.
Brennan.
Colton.
We are the Evans Bros. Everybody, thank you for listening. Have a great week. And as always, peace out.